a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Time, where we're changing the world, wait for it, one Om at a time. You know, the whole Om thing is really about getting into your inner God, your inner center, your inner self. I am Om. It is the sound of life. And we want to stay centered these days. We want to get into the center of our being. We want to touch our divine self. And from that place of our divine self, from that place of our I am, from that vibrational Om, we want to cut through all the shit that's going on in the world today, because there's just a ton of it. And here on the Dr. Kevin Show, we like to talk about it. We like to throw it out, mess it around, give you some different perspectives. Some of them will be spiritual perspectives, and some of them will just be very spirited perspectives. I would never claim I'm anything but human, and in fact, why would I want to be anything but human? Human is just a simply fabulous thing to be. So here on the Dr. Kevin Show, remember, we are a live call-in show, so you can call in at 202-570-7057. Or if you're somebody who would rather type in your question, you can go to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. At the very top of my stream is today's guest, all the places that you can connect with him, you can cyber stalk him, you can social media dance with him, some descriptions and places where you can put comments. And as long as they are respectful, we will read those comments on air. Now, this is the key word. If you call in or you type in, it must be respectful. You can disagree with what our guest says, with what I say. Disagreement is healthy. You can add different perspectives. You can liven up the conversation, but we will not tolerate disrespect. If you want to have disrespectful, loud, bellicose conversations where only you're right and everyone else is wrong, run for political office. You'll fit right in. That being said, as always, we're going to start with my hot topic. And that topic is either something that has made me hot under the collar or warmed the cockles of my heart. Last week, for those of you who didn't get a chance to tune in, you can always go to my archives, because all of my radio shows then become podcasts that you can download. That being said, last week, my guest did not make it on the show, and so we did a real roundabout of a lot of things going on in the world today. Last week, we briefly mentioned the Mueller report because it had just come out, and there wasn't enough stuff that I felt it was a good time to comment on it. But since I had a whole show to myself, unexpectedly, we did touch base a little bit on it. A whole week has passed, and now my hot under the collar is that clearly it says in the report, it's all over the place. Most of the Republicans are just ignoring these parts of the sentences that, you know, Mueller was basically said, the Justice Department said I couldn't prosecute. It's to Congress. So I'm telling Congress, it's up to you. I am not exonerating him, and I'm not charging him, because basically you told me I couldn't. So here's all the evidence. You decide what to do with it. Some pretty clear statements. This does not exonerate him. Pretty clear statements. You know, the written word is pretty clear for those who can read. For those who cannot read or choose not to read, they can go to Twitter and listen to a highly fantasized version of what the report says, tweeted out, you know, 200 or 300 times a day in variations of, maybe if I say it often enough, it will make it true. But the Mueller report is not my hot topic today. My hot topic is, you know, there's this whole question of obstruction of justice. And at different points, you know, there was conclusions that You know, they couldn't prosecute Donald Trump Jr. because he wasn't bright enough to know what he was doing. Not sure why that's an excuse, but that he was just too stupid. And that they couldn't pursue an obstruction of justice with the president because justice told them they couldn't, because you can't prosecute. Sorry, though maybe the first word was, he'd say was correct, persecute, though he's the persecutor. But you can't prosecute the president. That's what Congress has to do because he's the president. But, you know, there's a lot of discussion about that obstruction of justice thing. But now in the last two or three days between him and questionably ethical Attorney General Barr, they're now refusing the subpoenas for Congress to do its oversight job that it's supposed to do, that was basically instructed in the Mueller report for them to do, because the Department of the DOJ said, you can't go after the president. That's Congress's job. Okay, here, Congress, here's what I found, and I've given you the roadmap. Now it's your job. So Congress decides to do the job, and now he's clearly obstructing justice by all of these refusals with the support of his henchmen. So if you couldn't convict him of obstruction of justice before, you certainly could now. Only now the head of the DOJ is part of the obstruction. So my kind of hot under the collar is, who doesn't get this? Who doesn't see this stonewalling and recognize it for what it is? That being said, we're going to bring in today's guest. We're going to let him weigh in. For all I know, he's wearing a MAGA hat and is getting ready to tell me the true story of the godlike Trump that is in the office. That would be a lively debate, I'll assure you. Our returning guest is Bobby James. We've had Bobby James on before. Bobby was funny, articulate, and in a completely different place in his life when he was on, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago. I'm not sure. I've been on too long. I can't remember what year is which when it comes to the radio show. But after a near-death experience from which Bobby wasn't supposed to come back from, he has refocused, rededicated his life, and come here with what I like to call, or Crazy Bobby, the serial entrepreneur. And he's discovered some new passions. He has some new insights, and he's here to share them with us. And he's also here to talk about the nature of one of my favorite all-time things in the world, coffee. Bobby, are you there?
I am here, Dr. Kevin. Thank you so much. How are you today?
Oh, well, I'm all wound up. Yep. Can you? I'm all wound up. You know? That key is just going about 90 million miles a minute on my back as it's trying to unwind.
Yeah. So you don't even need any coffee, bro.
So tell me, the first thing you get to do is you get to comment on the hot topic. What do you think? Are we seeing live play out before us an obstruction of justice charge by not only our president, but by all his henchmen, including the Attorney General?
Yeah, that's a toughie for me, bro. Because, honestly, I don't follow it that closely. But I kind of sit back and watch the fireworks when it comes to all of that. You know, so I honestly don't know what to say on that.
So you really, so you've managed to stay clear of all of the mess. You're not just trying to sidestep it because you disagree with me. Bobby, you're no fun.
Oh, of course not. I would never disagree with you, bro. But,
oh,
yeah. So, you know, the thing about it is, you know, I got to tell you something. You know, when it comes to Mr. Trump, you know, I find that, you know, people either love him or they hate him, you know. And that's what cracks me up about the whole thing. But, you know, here's my question for you. You think he's going to run for a second term?
I think that he will. Well, I think he clearly will, unless, of course, he does get impeached. That might stop him from running for a second term. But he's gonna run for a second term. Now, getting impeached and getting thrown out of office are two different things.
Yeah.
There are presidents that get impeached and continue to serve as presidents, such as Bill Clinton. But I would say that he's going to run because it would buy him four more years without being able to be prosecuted. Keep on going back and forth with those words, don't I? Without being prosecuted. And there, you know, the Attorney General of the state of New York and is now getting financial records from Deutsche Bank. People are starting to crumble a little bit. More things are coming out. There's several questionable things about his business. And I think that he's going to feel like he has no choice but to run and win the presidency, or he's going to have a whole lot of fires burning waiting for him the minute he steps out of that White House. You know, I think literally if he runs and doesn't win in 2020, by 2021, he's going to be in so many lawsuits, so many charges, so many criminal cases that they could spend the whole rest of his life playing them out. And of course, he'll just try to delay them till death, I'm sure. So enough about that. We'll move away from the hot topic. Since this isn't your kind of hot topic, I'll respect that. That happens sometimes. So we're going to move on to where do you want to take our listeners outside the box? On what topic? And you've done this with me before, so I know that you've got some experience. From there, we'll see how much time we have left, because I'd like to hear more about this near-death experience of yours as well. So.
Oh, my. Yeah. Well, gosh, I can talk on that subject for about 5 minutes, but my near-death experience, let's talk about that for a second, because, you know, they're telling me that I am a miracle baby. I had what they're calling an aortic aneurysm, which, you know, every time I tell somebody that, they go, God, you know, you're lucky to be alive. And I had open heart surgery. And I think I've used up my 9 lives, though, Dr. Kevin, honestly, because I've had other experiences, you know, where I've come close, but no Bosco. But I think I've used up my 9 lives now. And, you know, a little bit of trivia for you. You know, I don't know if you know this or not, but, you know, I'm a country music boy, okay? Mm-hmm. And I met my wife through singing karaoke. She loves country music as well. And the reason I mention that, the doctor who saved my life, none other than Johnny Cash.
I
my wife was sitting in my hospital room one day, and this guy is built like a V shape. You know, he's in buff and in good shape, and he's got crystal blue eyes. And she was looking up his picture to show the girls at work. And we knew it was Dr. Cash, right? But she goes, baby, you're never going to believe who saved your life. I go, who? She goes, Johnny Cash. I said, what? You know? So it's like, oh, my God. So there you have it. You know, Johnny Cash. I got to write this song one of these times.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure that if you thought about it, being a country music boy, that there was more than one time and more than one kind of Johnny Cash that saved your life.
Yeah. So, you know, that's about as far out of the box as you can get, I guess.
You know? Well, I don't know if I'd exactly call that. I mean, I think the synchronicity is cool, and I think that it speaks for it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn this back on you, and I'm going to say – so, and I have had some, I myself have had some near-death experiences. I have seen my body from outside of it. I've watched them work on it.
Wow.
So, you know, so, but the question is, whatever you call God, we'll just use the word God, but God, Goddess, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If God said, no, it ain't your time, you ain't done yet.
Right.
What are you here to do? Why was your life saved?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you asked me that because I'll tell you, now this happened to me last April. Okay, it was a year ago last week that this happened. And I have spent the last year trying to figure out just that question, what you asked me, you know. And believe it or not, you know, as silly as this might sound, you know, I think that, you know, I was spared to serve the world coffee. You know, I mean, it's just, I was at an event with a buddy of mine. He's a DJ. And, you know, long story short, we did an event out here in Simi Valley on a Saturday where I had to get up at oh dark 30 and stayed late and whatnot. And then Sunday morning, we did the snow day out here in Simi. And, you know, I had toothpicks in my eyes trying to keep my eyes open. I went searching for a cup of coffee, couldn't find one. All the vendors there, none of them had any coffee. So the light bulb went on, you know. It was like, okay, I guess I know what my calling is. So that's why I started with the coffee cart, you know. And, you know, I mean, silly as that might sound, I think that's what it is.
Well, you know, because, you know, here on Om Times, we like to try to consider ourselves a spiritually based radio station, and I consider myself that, you know, like I said at the opening, sometimes spiritual, sometimes spirited, but both are okay. And so I guess that one of the things I would say is there a joy or passion or something that this I'm here to serve the world coffee brought to you? What was the freedom?
Oh,
how did it?
Yeah.
How did Bobby's life get changed to end up, when everything was said and done, to be a better life? Because when you go through something like that, and I went through something like that, here we go. We're on our first break. We'll be right back with Bobby James. Remember, you can call in at 202-570-7057.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Namaste, friends. This is Deva Pramala Mitten. And we wanted to let you know that we will be in America and Canada this May. We'll be coming with our Wings of Mantra World Tour, coming up the West Coast to Boulder, Santa Fe, Sedona, Scottsdale, Santa Barbara, L.A., Marin, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Escondido, Edmonds, and up to Canada to Victoria and Vancouver. You can find details on our website, devapramalmiten.com. Hope to see you there. Lots of love. Namaste.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you. Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Time. We are a live call-in show, and feel free to call in at 202-570-7057. But I'd wait a couple minutes because we have three people on the line. You're a popular guy, Bobby. We have Bobby James on today. We were talking about his near-death experience and then his love affair with coffee and how he's going to save the world one coffee bean at a time. So we'd like to welcome on Tammy. Tammy, are you there?
I am.
Tammy, welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show. How are you today?
I am great. How about yourself?
Well, you know, I'm somewhere between fabulous and fantastic, but I'm working on getting better.
All right.
Tammy, do you have a question for either Bobby or myself, or did you want to share?
I actually have a question for Bobby. Bobby, I was wondering what kind of coffee you're going to be serving.
Oh, right. Tammy, is it? I'm so glad you asked. I will be proudly serving Kona coffee, which is a Hawaiian blend. And just want to let you know, I will also be featuring a different coffee each month as a special blend. Sounds like fun, right?
That does. That's all I was wondering about. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, okay, and
No, I was just gonna say that I'm gonna be having three coffee urns when I finally do get my cart done. I'll have regular, I'll have decaf, and then I'm gonna do like a specialty blend, like the blend of the week or blend of the month or something like that.
Okay. We haven't even heard where his coffee cart's going to be located, but, you know, Caffeine Addicts Unite, thank you for calling, Tammy. Great question. I'm always myself interested about, and so what should I call this little sweetheart in my cup? Oh. Did you have any other questions for us, Tammy?
No, that was actually it. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for calling the Dr. Kevin Show.
Let me address that question. You know, the short answer is I'm going to be all over the place because right. It's a mobile cart, so I can go anywhere and everywhere.
So, you know what? We've got two more callers on the line, but you created some questions for me that I want to ask you, but we're going to go to the callers first since they're on the line holding. Brian, awesome. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
So, Brian is here. Brian, do you have a question for myself or for Bobby?
Actually, for Bobby James.
I'm feeling unloved tonight, but that's a good thing because we like to get our guest questions. Brian, what question do you have for Bobby?
I wanted to find out if you were looking forward to having any specials or anything that differentiated you from all the other venues out in Simi Valley.
Oh, wow. Brian, I'm so glad you asked. Actually, I am very passionate about this one, okay? The short answer is a resounding yes. I will be doing monthly specials. For example, I'll have like a firefighter's day where firefighters get 50% off of their coffee.
Oh, very cool.
And so on and
very
so on.
Cool.
So we're going to be doing stuff like that. So thanks for the question, Brian. Appreciate that.
Yeah. How about seasonal stuff like summertime or wintertime, peppermint stuff at Christmas? Something like that?
Oh, you bet. You bet, because I'll tell you something. Kona Coffee offers a huge variety of coffees. So I will be doing, as I said to you, as I mentioned to Tammy, I'll be doing all the specialties, you know, like once a month or once a week or something like that.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw the Facebook page for the Dr. Kevin Show, and I saw that coffee cart there. Noticed you're out in Simi Valley, and so am I. So I look forward to seeing you out there.
Now,
when are you
going
to start?
Thank you very much.
And Brian, before you leave, make sure when you're looking at the thing, make sure that you like the page because I'm a likable guy. Just go with it, Brian. Just agree.
There you go.
You got it. Thumbs up, indeed.
Thank you, Brian.
Bye.
So before we call Christy in, I'm going to call – you're welcome. Before we call Christy in, so I want to get this clarifying question. Now, is it just going to be coffee, or are you going to have little munchy, snacky other things, or is it basically going to be coffee and coffee fixers?
Well, thank you so much for asking that question. However, I am going to do strictly coffee. And the reason being is, you know, with the county, you know, the more you do, the more hoops you have to jump through. So I'm going to stick with coffee, at least for now. You know,
okay.
So I'm just going to do coffee for now. But I do appreciate that question. Thank you.
Okay. So, and I've got a second quick question, and then we'll bring Christy on, which is, will you notify me when you have your – half off radio host days for coffee? You know,
you
I'm a big buyer.
You betcha.
Christy, are you still there? Do we have Christy on the
line
now? Christy,
hello?
Welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome. How are you? Welcome.
I'm doing really good.
We're glad to hear.
I'm okay.
So, well, just okay. Come on, Christy. We want you to be wonderful, tremendous.
There you go.
I'm actually awesome now.
Oh, you're awesome. Yeah. I like that.
Yes,
oh,
I am.
Awesome. I thought you said awful.
No. She's awesome, but she'll be even better when she gets her first cup of coffee off the coffee cart. I know where this is going.
There you go.
Yes, that is true.
Christy, do you have a question for Bobby or myself tonight?
For Bobby tonight.
Yeah, there you go. Three strikes, I'm out. You're going to be taking my show.
Oh, man, I'm a
poopy
old guy.
There you go. Christy,
okay.
what's your question, Christy?
I got a question for you, Bobby. Where will you be at?
Oh, well, yeah, we did address that a second ago, but the short answer is, all over, okay?
Okay. Just everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah. But, you know, since it's a mobile cart, you know, I can go anywhere. I'm going to be posting to Facebook, and that's the best way to find out where Bobby's going to be is you want to go to Facebook, and which is why it's important for everybody to go and like my page, you know, which is at facebook.com/thecoffeecart, and it's spelled with K's. Okay.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, thecoffeecart. Okay, so.
Okay, just wrote that down, by the way.
I'm sorry?
Most definitely, and I can't wait to be trying out the coffee.
Thank you so much, Christy. I appreciate that.
You too, and you guys have a wonderful night.
And Christy, you can always go to facebook.com/mydrkevin. All of the contact links for Bobby's coffee cart, the write-up, his website, his Facebook page, his GoFundMe, it's all there. So please stop by facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. And while you're there, make sure you like the page. Like I said,
trust me,
guy.
I will.
Just believe it.
Yes, you
Thank
are.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. There you go.
So I'm waiting to see if my producer comes in my ear and says, is anybody else waiting? Well, so the lines are now open. So feel free to call in at 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. If you have questions for Bobby James, our coffee cart king. See, that's it, coffee cart king. But then that
there
would make it a KKK. Not a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we want to steer away from that.
Yeah. Because you and I go back because we met at CEO Space, which I talk about sometimes
right.
on the show. And, you know, I mean, I'm always looking to how I can make words sing better. That's my thing. I'm afraid the initials would be a bit much there. We have to come back. We have to come up with another K, because then you could be K squared. And that would be
okay.
Oh,
there you go.
So,
yeah.
So we'll have to,
Dr. Kevin, let me mention something here real quick, if I could.
Yep.
Because you were talking about the word singing. I do have a jingle for my coffee cart.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Okay, so it goes like this here. You ready? It goes like this. Kona coffee, it is the best. Now you can't forget the rest. Kona coffee.
Now, are you going to be singing that as you're serving coffee? Are you going to record it professionally and have it playing when your coffee's still sing?
Here's what I'm thinking, Dr. Kevin. I'm thinking that I'm going to have people sing it to me, and I'll give them like 50% off a cup of coffee or something like that, if they can sing it without my prompting. How's that?
Oh, there you go. It's like singing for your supper, only it's singing for your caffeine.
But you, all right.
Bobby, you solved my problem.
I did. How?
The Kona coffee cart king. K squared. The Kona coffee cart king. K squared.
Nice.
Sold! Oh, sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh my God! See, Dr. Kevin, I always have so much fun with you. I love it, brother.
We won't tell your wife or my husband that you said that, but it's okay.
you know, she might be listening, so you might have already told her.
Well, see, I don't worry about my husband. He never listens to my radio show because he says he hears me talk enough as it is.
That's awesome.
So we did start to talk at the end of our first segment, and that as the music was starting to play, and we're going to be going into our last break of the night in a couple of minutes, so we may not get it finished. But I know when I went through my last near-death experience, it wasn't a full near-death. I didn't, like, leave my body. I didn't actually die and come back because I have died and come back. But I had a near, but I did the near-death thing. And I came back, and I really, besides the fact that I really reevaluated my life, made a lot of major changes, kind of saw what was important, but I also had the reality of time missed out of work, and I'm an entrepreneur, so if I'm not working, I'm not making money. Having to, I had health insurance, but I had to still pay deductibles, and I had to pay for things, and I had to fight for over a year to get them to pay for things that they should have just paid for because, you know, but anyways, but there's a whole thing that gets created when you have something like I had a heart virus. You had to get, what was it? And say what it was you had again.
It was. Oh, no, I forgot what it was. But aortic aneurysm is what it was.
Aortic aneurysm, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Which is part of the heart, but I did not have like a heart attack. So go figure.
Yeah. Well, your heart thought you were just too good a person to attack, but they wanted to kick you in the ventricles to get your attention.
So why
do you think God wanted your attention? I'm going to go back to this. I'm pushing a little bit here, Bobby, because this is the kind of show that any of my audience is passing through Simi Valley. Are gonna show up for both the cone of coffee and for the fact that they are gonna meet somebody that they feel like they can really connect with as a person. And so why do you think that? And we know that God didn't actually do anything to us; we do it to ourselves. But just hypothetically, so why do you think that God kicked you in the ventricles? Make sure I pronounce that correctly. I could be saying something.
You say. Oh, well, I'm going to tell you, Dr. Kevin, I spent the last year asking myself that very question, why the heck was I spared, like I said, until this coffee cart idea came around. I was at a loss, but it sounds silly, I know, but it's like, well, maybe this is what I was meant to do, was to serve coffee to people. I don't know, but it's just, I'm really happy with that idea, and I'm very excited about it. And, I'm just gonna, push forward and do that, but I will tell you this, when all of this happened last April, I had high blood pressure that, I was not taking care of. And I was getting heartburn all the time. I was living on Tums. And then all of this came about. Now all of a sudden I don't have, I still get heartburn occasionally, but not as bad as I did. And, I'm also on, blood pressure medication. I've got like, I don't know, 7 or 8 medications that I take now, to keep everything under control. But, I think that, that was just it. It was like not taking care of myself the way I should, not exercising the way I should and all of that. But, today I'm a different person, just like you were saying about, your experience, it kind of shakes you up, do things differently.
I'm going to put something else forward here that, for you to ponder, and you can, ponder it. And then when our break comes, you can ponder it on break. And then when we get to the What a Load of Crap segment, you can tell me you think I'm a load of crap, and that's okay. I would suspect that you were probably not living your happiest life before. And you've come into this place. And the thing that strikes me about you is you're not going to just sell coffee. You're going to sell an experience. And you're going to make people laugh, and you're going to talk to them. You're going to give them a few moments or 5 minutes in their day that may make the difference between them having a good day or a bad day. And, you know, people that go out there and do any kind of customer service from the heart really impact the world in a positive way. We'll be right back with Bobby James and the Coffee Cart.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please, help. My son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
Okay. 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times. Remember that this show will be being rebroadcast over the next 6 days. If you are listening to this show, and we're encouraging you to call in or go to facebook.com/mydrkevin to leave a comment or ask a question, and you're listening to a replay, obviously don't call in because it's a replay. But you can still go to Facebook, My Dr. Kevin, MyDrKevin, find tonight's post, which will be somewhere near the top, and you can comment on it, and we will get the comment, and I will hunt Bobby down. I will spoke his wheels and stop his cart until he answers the question, or I will have him personally get back to you on the Facebook line. But you can still ask the question. You can still participate. If you are listening live, you can go to my.kevin or call in 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057 and become part of the conversation. So, Bobby, just to finish up, we kind of ended in I really get the feeling that it's about getting Bobby James and his laughter and his optimism and his hope and out into the world and making people's lives better, A, through one cup of Kona coffee from the Kona Coffee Cart King, but also that you make the world a brighter and better place when you are out interacting with people. What do you think of that?
Oh, well, first of all, I want to say thank you very much for that. I really appreciate that. And that's my goal.
you know, is just to, you know, just, you know, I was spared for a reason. And I agree with you, you know, that it's, you know, the reason I was spared is to, you know, to make the world a better place. One coffee cup at a time, if it has to be, you know. But, you know, everybody that I come in contact with, you know, I just want to touch lives in a positive way, you know. And I think that in that way, you and I are kindred spirits, you know, because I see that in you all the time. And as you mentioned, you know, we've known each other since the 90s, you know, so it's been a long time. And, you know, and I see that in you, and I really appreciate your spirit and, you know, the way that you interact with people and all of that too.
You know, and thank you for that, Bobby. I appreciate that acknowledgement. But you know, sometimes I think that there are more lives saved, and push forward, or people that, you know, stop themselves from spiraling out or giving up or even committing suicide. I think that there are more lives saved by the kind person behind the counter or behind the cart that gives you a smile and sincerely asks how you're doing. It may engage you in a couple of moments of conversation or notices something, or that you feel like when you're adrift, which you can in this day of social media, where most of your contact can be on the computer and you're not having meaningful in-person conversations anymore.
Right.
And
yeah,
I totally agree with that. And there is actually a place in Chicago, which I doubt that you are going to bicycle from Simi Valley to Chicago. So I feel comfortable mentioning this place. It's called Hope Coffee. And actually, the people behind the counter are trained to talk to and to be available. And proceeds from the coffee shop, the profits from the coffee shop actually go to donate money to suicide assistance lines.
Wow.
And you know, and what I see is that you bringing this hope and optimism and always have a smile, a little, you know, teasing somebody and getting them to sing your jingle, that can make somebody's day. And I just really want my listeners to recognize this, because you keep on saying, well, I'm here to serve one cup of coffee at a time. And I would say you're here to serve one person at a time to have a better day. And coffee's only part of it. And I'm not going to let you sidestep the importance of the king in the Kona Coffee King cart. I'm going to put you right on the spot, and I'm hopefully embarrassing you, because I'm trying.
Well, you're going to have to try harder, Dr. Kevin, because I don't embarrass, man.
I will. Anyway, so you're going to be so the other reality, and the reason why I brought things up, is because if you do come to the facebook.com/mydrkevin, on here is a GoFundMe page, you know. And I know that, Bobby, you know, major medical unexpected, especially to entrepreneurs, is devastating. Uh-huh. You can lose everything. I know that when I couldn't work for 6 months, you know, if I hadn't had a very long-term business and very solid things in place, my business would have gone out of business. And I was 22, 23 years into my business when it happened. So I do want to put out there that if you feel like serving a cup of coffee along with some laughter and a little bit of hope, not to steal it from Chicago, but I believe that that's part of what you will absolutely do for people. And going out there and touching lives and making people's days better, then I do want to invite people to come check out the GoFundMe page. And that it is important to support people who want to go out and make the world a better place, even if that is by pedaling a coffee cart. Now, I'm assuming this is not really going to be on a bicycle, or am I wrong?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm working on that's going to be the design, but I'm not going to be on it and pedaling my way around town. You know, but that will be the design only because it's going to be unique, you know. So that's what I'm working on right now with the gentleman. There's a gentleman over in China, and he's building my cart for me. And that's what we're aiming at. But, Dr. Kevin, I do want to mention one thing because as we spoke, I don't remember if it was a month or 2 months ago, whenever it was, that we spoke and we were setting up the show here. I did have the GoFundMe page set up. Since then, I have come into a settlement with my insurance that is going to afford me the opportunity to get my cart built and get everything going. So I don't want to put the GoFundMe out there because I've since shut it down because I just don't feel comfortable taking people's money when I already have the money to do it. Does that make sense?
So it sounds like instead of GoFundMe, God funded you.
Yeah.
Via the insurance company.
Absolutely. Well, so yeah, I just don't want people thinking that, you know, because I've got the money to do it now, so I don't want to take anybody else's money, but I would love to serve people their cup of coffee if they come to Simi Valley and the surrounding areas and you know, just mention it, and I'd be happy to serve you a cup of coffee, you know. So, but thank you so much for mentioning that.
Yeah, well, again, as somebody who has trodden a similar path, I was one of the lucky ones. Many people that were entrepreneurs that were in my place that went through I went, their business probably wouldn't have survived. They probably would have lost everything. And I'm always in gratitude that, you know, when my heart virus decided to come visit me, I was in a place where it didn't ruin my life. But, you know, the number one reason for bankruptcy are medical expenses.
So
I'm glad that God funded you. I just wanted to you know, in the original write-up you sent that link to me, and so it was on there.
Yeah.
So I wanted to mention it, but I think that's a great story.
Things happened in between, you know, so I wanted to mention that, you know, I've since shut down the GoFundMe, and I don't want to take people's money under false pretense. You know, so
yep.
I do appreciate that. But like I said, you know, I really don't need it now. But, you know, in the spirit of entrepreneurness or whatever it is, you know.
Entrepreneurialism.
There you go. You know, I mean, you and I have known each other for a long time, and you know that that is who I am. You know, I'm an entrepreneur at heart. And this is finally something that I'm going to do on my own. I'm not part of a company, you know, per se, but I'm going to be doing this on my own. And, you know, I'm really excited about it. I'm really looking forward to serving people a cup of coffee and a smile. You know?
Yeah. And let's not forget – some interesting conversation, because I know you, Bobby.
There you go. I love it.
I want to get a little Lucy Van Pelt drawing and stick it in a little thing that you can put up where it says 5 cents therapist in, you know.
There you go. Perfect. That's,
you know, they used to always, they used to always talk about, you know, that bartenders were, you know, like the best therapists, except then we ended up with generations of alcoholics. So you want to be careful saying that these days. But, you know, coffee, you know, in some ways, coffee has become the coffee barrister. Has become the new bartender in so many places, you know, because, you know, people will go in and they'll chat and they form relationships. And the world would be a better place if more diverse relationships were formed. The more we meet people who are different from us, the harder it is to hate somebody for something that you just don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I totally agree with that.
So do you have any idea of when you think that the coffee cart will be operational?
Oh, gosh. You know, it could be as much as a month or more.
Okay.
Oh, there's the music.
Well, and there's the music. Bobby James. After you've been out and peddling your wares for a while, we'll have to have you back on.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.